This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. On a recent warm day, Ms. Mosquito and I left our home near the banks of the Ojolote, and we drove our truck up a canyon and parked it under some immense Arizona cypress. We filled my knapsack full of sliced oranges and water and hiked into the hills. We walked through and under all those beautiful cypress and then pinyon pine and chihuahuan pine and upslope into oaks and sumacs and manzanita. We followed a trail that traversed the slope, taking us through different exposures. It's always cool to notice the difference between north and south exposures. I mean, that's fantastic. But sometimes eastern and western slopes are fun, the way they roll along or jut out, creating slopes on slopes. You know what I mean? Very cool. There'd be no elevation change, just exposure created by a rock face or a fault. And vegetation will change, too, when plants find niches to their liking. So you'll see 10 or 11 ocotillo in this sunny spot, and then immediately, mountain mahogany and evergreen sumac start up, and you don't see another ocotillo except for that funny little niche. That trail climbed slowly to a plateau full of pinyons and toomy oaks and manzanita. Oh, I love those toomy oaks. And then the ground at our feet, it was littered with manzanita fruit-filled scats. You know, every few feet there were these little scats full of fruit. And, of course, we stopped and studied them and speculated on the creatures, ringtail, quaddy, or fox, we'd ponder. We crossed that plateau, and then we dropped gradually down a shady exposure that still had snow and ice on it. Oh, careful, 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 careful! And finally, we descended into a little valley, a pine forest, 60 feet, 70 feet tall, Chihuahuan and Apache pines. You could tell there'd been a burn there, not anything recent, but recent enough, say, like 15, 20 years ago, and there was no understory, and the trees looked as if they'd been planted, like if it was going to be a park. Just unbelievable. It must have been like what old forests were like umpteen years ago. And the arroyos, the drainages that from the surrounding slopes met at various points in that beautiful park, and the arroyo sand was soft and white. Under those huge Apache pines, under them, you know, these cones had been falling, because this is the season of Apache pine cones being ready and falling and littering seed from way up high. You know, freshly fallen cones, they're in that soft sand. And Chihuahuan pine cones don't drop. No, the Chihuahuan pines don't drop their cones. They're really very persistent. If you're hiking in the lower coniferous forest of southeastern Arizona, and you see an old pine tree just covered in black cones, old cones, I guarantee it's a Chihuahuan pine. I liked its old specific epithet. It was Chihuahuana, but now it's Pinus leophylla, means smooth leaf, and variety Chihuahuana. The ones that don't fall, these cones that don't fall, are only 3 inches long. They're just these beautiful little cones. And they open up there in the pine and winged fruit, a seed with a wing hidden under those woody scales of the cone. It opens up and those wings are so sweet and those seeds fall like little propellers. They propeller to the forest floor. Really sweet. The Apache pine cones, you know, that we stopped and looked at are 5 and 6 inches long, 4 inches across. And on the scales, each scale of the cone has a prickle. And so you're picking them, ow, 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 and you're picking them up. And we did. We picked them up. Of course we did. And we peer under scales and found some winged fruit. And when we jarred it, propeller little fruit would fall to the ground and we'd chase it across the forest, litter. Not all pines have winged fruit, I should tell you. Pinyon pines, you know, they have that little nut. They're wingless. Southwest white pine are wingless. So not all have these winged fruit, which are so cute. Apache pines, by the way, are probably best known for their long needles, 9, 10 inches long, 12 inches long. Pine needle basket weavers seek this pine. Young Apache pines are some of the most beautiful, attractive, and also zany-looking pines in the forest. Genus species, Pinus ingelmannii. The species is after Dr. George Engelmann, a German immigrant who was a physician and a crazed, just an incredible collector of plants in the 1800s. We're so lucky to live in the northernmost reach of Pinus ingelmannii that comes out of the Sierra Madre Occidental, north as far as the Santa Rita Mountains and the Catalina Mountains. My friends, the Sky Islands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.